Luisa Picaretta's letters to Sister Remigia, her niece, in Voluntate Dei. My good daughter in the divine volition, may the divine will give you the peace so desired by Jesus and also by me. Your letter says clearly that you do not enjoy peace. My daughter, what are you doing? Peace makes us see things as they are before God and not as creatures see them. And since peace gives us divine sight in circumstances and humiliations, we see what God sees. We remain with a peace that no one can take away from us, the only treasure we can possess on this earth of exile. And it is the bearer of the divine will as life within us. Therefore, my daughter, never be disturbed. These are storms that go by. Creatures who today call us saints, tomorrow will call us wicked devils. Both things must not affect us, because God alone knows what we are. Rather, try to be really good, to do nothing without being subordinate to Mother Superior, to trust nobody, and in speaking, never to say anything which does not regard sanctity and the divine will. May nobody's name ever arise on your lips. Think that Jesus continually says to you, my daughter, forget about everything and remember only that your Jesus wants love in order to give you love. If you love me, you will form chains of love, and binding me with them, you will hold me tightly in your arms, and I will be your defense, your help, your company, your life. So make Jesus content and do not lose simplicity. Do not lose time. Each thought of yourself is a gap of love that you form. You deny Jesus an act of love and keep Jesus sighing for your little love. Think about it and be attentive. Now, my daughter, my sorrow for you ended since the time Mother P came and assured me that the doctor had said that there was no need for surgery. My concern was the concern of a mother who wanted to know about the health conditions of her daughter. But now everything is ended. Try to be always tranquil. Thank the Lord for you don't suffer much. I hope that you will get even better and you will be able to do your office better, being attentive and making each of the girls a tabernacle in which each one will keep her Jesus and in teaching them how to make him grow and be happy. And leaving you in the divine volition as though in a safe place so that you may cross its sea with courage and peace, I say, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, Fia.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Oh, this Luisa Picaretta is so very wonderful teachers in a very simple way. You know that even priests, they used to come and to learn from her, and Father Anibal, obviously, he learned from her. So she really is the first teacher of the divine will, the little daughter of the divine will. You know, in the first lines here, Luisa says, talks about peace. You know, peace is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And she says that peace gives us divine sight. I love that. That peace gives basically divine sight to the soul. Since peace is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, in order for us to have that peace, obviously the Holy Spirit has to be working in us. In the lessons of the Blessed Mothers, I don't remember exactly, but I think it's lesson 38. The Blessed Mother tells Luisa Picarreta, if you give me your fiat, if you give me your will, I will make the Holy Spirit descend upon your soul so that with that you will receive the possession of the divine will in you. So we understand that receiving the Holy Spirit is receiving that life, that divine life, the possession of the divine will. So by receiving, by uniting ourselves to the divine will, we receive the Holy Spirit. And with that comes that peace. It makes sense then that Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta in another part of the Book of Heaven that one of the signs that he will give to somebody that wants to live in this way and that practices this way, and one of the signs as a confirmation is that he will give peace and joy, the peace and the joy that the saints possess, detachment from things, material things, and the ability to be able to penetrate the divine truths, whether it is for the divine truths, the Bible, the Book of Heaven, in general. So this is very important for us also to remember that at every moment that we encounter difficulties, to remember what she tells us here, simplicity, and to remember peace. Now another thing basically is telling Sister Remigia to be prudent. She's teaching with the church. Luisa Picarreta is teaching with the church because the church teaches us that we have to be prudent. Prudence is one of the four cardinal virtues. Without saying that, she's saying, may nobody's name ever rise on your lips. Basically, don't gossip. Be prudent. And then humility, simplicity. And every act, every thought that is not united to the will of God is a gap. So for us, the call for us is to be able to return to that original state of grace in which our first parent Adam was created. The Lord is showing us how. He's been showing us through his church. He's been teaching us through the doctrine of the church. And through the Book of Heaven, he tells us how. And Mr. Picarreta is using this because she knows the doctrine too. And here, the difficult part for us comes when we go out of the divine will. It's easy to remain when everything goes well and everything, but here, the difficulty is to be 24/7 united to the divine will without any gaps, with no gaps. This is the challenge of living in the divine will, to remain constantly in the divine will. So in order to remain in that state of always being united to the divine will and not to go out, which is what the Lord wants us to do, we need grace, and of course we need the Holy Spirit. Asking the Holy Spirit to always help help us, to be with us. At the end, it says, be tranquil. Basically, be tranquil and be grateful, because it says, thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. So in Adam, we see that he was all of this. He possessed all of this in the beginning. Constantly thanking the Lord. Constantly thanking the Lord in everything. So that's the small lesson of Luisa Picaretta. Big lesson, short lesson, in a simple way. So that's one of the ways we can also learn about the divine will. I think Luisa Picaretta is very helpful also for people who are just beginning to learn about the divine will, what divine will is and how to operate in that, how to begin operating without departing from the teachings of the church, but in a very simple way, incorporating what the church has been teaching us already, to be humble, to be simple, to be prudent, all the virtues basically, because the more we grow in virtue, the more we are confirmed in that will at every moment with every single act. So then that void is being filled also. And another thing, you know, that when you are united to the divine will, all the virtues are being fortified. Not only when you arrive to the moment in which that particular virtue has to be tested, but at every moment is being fortified. So that in that way, the divine will becomes really a food, a sustenance for the virtues. You know, well, it's time to go. Let us say a final prayer. Let us thank the Blessed Mother for the gift that the Lord has given us through Luisa Picaretta. And let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to really possess that gift that our first parent lost, to really possess and to really go back to the possession of the will of God operating in us without any gap. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.